manifestation of that insanity, although there is something arising in the collective consciousness of the planet that is different, that is new, that is not part of that insanity. I sometimes call it a new state of consciousness is arising. It does not mean that the enormous momentum behind the insanity has come to an end yet. So I'm sometimes asked by people, when I say something new is arising, a new state of consciousness is arising now on this planet, they ask me, are you really sure? Is the world really getting better? Because when we watch the news on TV and see what's happening, it very often looks as if the opposite were true. So are things getting better or are things getting worse? And the answer is both. There is an acceleration both of the new energy that's coming in, and there's also an intensification and an acceleration of the old, which is still playing itself out and refuses to let go. And this is the collective manifestation of it. And you can often see on a personal level and the level of the individual, the same applies. I know many people in whom a new consciousness is arising, enormous presence is arising, the old mind patterns don't seem to operate anymore, the old reactive patterns, the compulsive mental noise, identification with that compulsive mental noise that gives you a sense of self, identification with mind, all that which is part of the insanity is subsiding, something new is arising in the individuals, and then suddenly it happens that a wave of the old consciousness, identification with mind, reactivity, loss of witnessing presence, suddenly comes back. So I know many people who go through these waves. They almost live in two worlds. For a while they're very present, very conscious, and get taken over by the old again, the old consciousness, sometimes with more force, it seems, than before, as if the old consciousness were saying, I'm still here and I'm not going. And so for many people, it's only when they experience the effects of human insanity in their own life as suffering, inflicted by situations, by circumstances, or inflicted on themselves by their own mind, their own emotional body. For many people, it's only through that, through the effects, through experiencing the effects of the insanity, when there's nothing personal in it, that the openness comes about, the realization that came to me when I couldn't stand the suffering anymore, the continuous depression and anxiety that I lived with for years, that strange thought that came to me that said, I can't live with myself any longer. And then I looked at that thought and said, what is that self that I cannot live with? Who am I? Who is that I? Who is the self that is so heavy and so unbearable and so insane? So much so that I can't live with it anymore. And at that moment, the separation happened of that ultimately mad, fictitious sense of self and a deeper sense of presence or beingness. So that me, whether it operates on a personal level or on a collective level, is the root of the insanity. It's a sense of self based on mind, on the conditioned mind, on thought structures, on mental images. And when it operates on a collective level, the me may become an us against them. Now, whether it operates on a personal or collective level, the me cannot live without enemies. It creates its own enemies because its survival depends on a sense of separateness, a contraction. And it needs to perpetuate the sense of separateness. It can only do that by creating enemies. And then once you've done that,